across have been based on lies.
Based on lies on your part or her part?
On both parts, because if I know the girl, she's either fucking me, and if I know the guy, he's one of my homies, and I know what he's doing, so, you know what I mean? So
maybe you're messing with the wrong girls.
No, I don't mean me. I just mean from looking from the outside in. Like, if I got a homeboy who got a girlfriend, I know he ain't shit, you feel me? So how much could you expect her to be at that same time?
Do you ever feel like maybe you want to just experiment a little bit and try to be, you know, faithful and see what happens?
Yeah, well, that's living spitefully. You know what I mean? I live within my needs. Like, I don't need to have a girlfriend because you feel like you're getting older or because your homies got one or that's
maybe
the...
you want a kid.
I mean, I want a kid, but, you know, you can't just go to Toys R Us and just, you know what I mean, or Babies R Us and pick up a baby. So it has to be out. If I'm me to bring a girl, a baby into the world, I would have to be, like, really in with that girl and, you know what I mean?
Or, like have a bad accident.
A bad accident?
Slip up.
If I have a bad accident, she's going to have a bad accident.
Oh, don't say that. A kid could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah, but a baby mother could be the worst.
That's very true. And I know you guys are all against the whole baby mama drama.
You know what it is? Like, the people who I watch, my grandmother and my grandfather, they've been together until my grandfather passed away. You know, like even my mom's, like, she was with my pops, and when they broke up, they still remained best of friends. So I just don't think that it's possible to have a healthy... have a healthy kid, you know, growing up in that situation. Like, it's not gonna happen, man. You know, even if the mother and father aren't together, the mother shouldn't bash the man, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, my father was in and out of jail since I was 6 years old, but she never told me your father ain't shit, or that's why he ain't here, or
your father loves you.
Because they maintain a good relationship. So if I hate my baby mother, it's a good chance that I might not have a good relationship with my son or daughter.
Well, are you a good fuck buddy then?
I am, yeah. I mean, I don't get no complaints. You know what I mean? I'm a realist. You know what it was? I've always been the other guy. So I just would hate to be the one that gets that's calling and you're not picking up because...
Wait. So you fuck with, like, married women and women in relationships and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean...
That's dangerous.
For who?
I mean, you don't want to get caught in a situation like that. You know, what if someone comes home and you're there or...
Explaining that goes a little deeper. I mean, I got a lot of female friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me not having a girlfriend, I developed closer relationships with the girls that I've, you know, known for some time. I got girls that I knew since I was in high school that I remain cool with. And, you know, and the sad part about it is when women are a little more hesitant to go forward, so they tend to go backwards. So usually they go to something that's convenient and something that they're used to, which was me. The other guy.
Cause you don't, you know why? Cause you don't want your count to go up.
Yeah, but that too. No, I'm just saying. You know how that goes. Like I hear women say that all the time. Like, well, how come men can do it and we can't? It's like, as a woman, you shouldn't even ask that question. You know, it's for the same reason that men have mannerisms that's different from women. You know what I mean? It's
certain. You guys pee standing up, so unfair.
For sure. If somebody catch you peeing sitting down, that ain't a good look. You know what I mean? So don't ask why these things are the way they are. It's just not cool for a woman to do the things that a man does.
All right, we'll try though. Shade 45, Lloyd Banks is here. Listen, we're getting really deep backstage at Yankee Stadium, you know?
Deep.
I used to own.
and take you off course. Like, I come from a underground street hardcore.